I mean, I don't know how to characterize it other than, I mean, you just said it. There's obviously you're playing more, and so there is just overall in general when you're starting up to a new team and a new coaching staff and all that. We're all kind of growing together, and so there is, as a veteran on the team, you know, that's brought in, you know that you have a large role to play in not only just you know, what we're doing offensively and individually, but also, you know, the type of program that we're trying to build, you know, collectively. So I don't know if, I mean, I guess you call it pressure, whatever you want to call it, but it's, you know, it's just an enhanced role. There's just more demand, obviously, on your time than just as a backup, obviously, just, you know, come in and learn an offense and play them when necessary. There's all sorts of other things that are required of you, and it's been good. It's been good. It's tough, but it's good. You know, it's good for me. It's helped me grow, and so I've enjoyed it so far.
Josh, will Sunday be emotional for you, given the relationships you still have with people on the Bears?
You know, maybe to a degree, but. But more than anything, for us, and I know I'm sure for them as well, the state of our team, we need to win games. You know, we both need to win. So I think as much as, you know, it's a neat kind of time to go back and all those things, and it'll be fun to see, you know, see the guys and all that. At the end of the day, our focus is on going up there and getting a win because we need it for our team. When you're 2-8, you know, you need wins, and so that's my focus. You know, I don't know. I'll probably better be able to answer that after the game, because you never know once you're in that situation. You know, once I'm in the stadium, but you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's fun. I have so much love for a lot of those guys up there, and you know, anytime you get to do that. You know, when you're growing up, you get to go compete in the neighborhood against guys that you know, or growing up playing against your brothers. It just makes it more fun because you know how they're going to compete. You know how they're going to prepare, and you know they're going to give you their best. And so I'm looking forward to that part.
Josh, how much have you stayed in touch with Jay, and how closely have you paid attention to the type of season he's having?
Well, I mean, you know, Jay and I. You know, obviously we have a great relationship, so we stay in contact for sure. And I'm not, you know, obviously I'm involved in our own season, so it's hard to really pay attention to you know, what another guy's doing, you know, just because we're so engulfed in what we got going on. But you know, anytime, obviously, especially with our situation and our record, our focus is here, and you know, we check in, you know, more on, you know, how families are doing and stuff like that. We do talk a little ball every now and then, but we both, I think, would say that it's not, our teams aren't where we want them to be, and I think we both been able to kind of encourage each other in other areas.
You guys have both talked about the synergy you were able to achieve in the room last season. Why do you think that was, and what about the two of you sort of fostered that type of relationship in production?
I think it started with Mark and Matt in the room, and just us understanding the importance of that position and what we wanted to get out of it. And I think where I was, place I was in my life, and where he is, and I just think it worked. I was excited about helping him, you know, kind of take that next step, or just help him continue to play good football. And so it was. I was ready to do that. I think he was ready for that to happen in his career, and excited about that. So I just think it was a perfect mix of guys who had an opportunity to do things that they were passionate about, and you know, with Matt and Mark, passionate about, you know, playing that position at a high level. And being efficient, and me passionate about helping, you know, a young player, any young player, play better, and Jay wanting to play better. So all of us, I think, together, it just made, you know, it was a good room.
Lovey, as you know, can play it closer to the vest sometimes publicly with stuff, but have you guys gotten a sense that this game on Sunday is extra special to him in any way?
Not at all. I mean, you said it, and, you know, you guys have been around Lovey. That's part of what I think makes him special is his consistency to stay even keel and not waver from that. And it's been a strong point for us when you start off the way we have to have kind of that backbone or that symbol of consistency and strength leading us out in front like that has been huge. So it's been no different this week as we prepare.
Josh, Lovey was obviously a part of your decision to go to Tampa Bay. What's at the forefront of your respect for him as a coach?
I think just those things I named. It's easy to, especially when you have something that you believe in, and a type of defense or for Lovey, or just a type of system, and an overall approach to how you're going to build your program. It's easy when sometimes when things don't go right or whatever to not stay the course and to go try to do this, or try to do that, and so I respect. I respect the heck out of anybody that can, in the midst of adversity and different things, stay true to who they are, and stick to the details of what they believe in. And I see that. I got to see that, you know, in my time in Chicago with Lovey, and then we've seen it here early on. You know, this thing has not started out the way we want it to, but again, he's been consistent with us. With just who he is, you know, as a coach and as a leader and as a man. And I think for me, as many people like that you can be around in your life, you should do that. And if you get the opportunity to work for him, it's a good thing. And so I think that's what drew me to want to come here.
Josh, how different is this defense schematically than it was when you were here last year? And what do you see when you take a look at it?
Not a whole lot of difference there. I mean, it's very, very similar to what I saw last year. Very similar to what, you know, what we practiced against here in down here in training camp. So we understand, you know, the kind of the nuts and bolts of that defense and what they pride themselves on and all those things. And so for us, it's just, you know, going out and executing. They especially in the Minnesota game, this last game really looked like they flew around and made some plays and playing with great energy and great juice. So we expect nothing less come Sunday.
Josh, Mike Evans has done a tear over the last couple of weeks. What have you seen in his emergence, and what do you credit that to?
I think it's just the evolution of our offense. You know, kind of going through what we went through early on in the season with our Coach Stafford getting sick. It was just we were kind of finding our way there for a little while, and Marcus has really continued to grow as a play caller, and I think he's getting just a good feel for the guys and the timing of, you know, when to call certain plays and you know how to get spread the ball around, all those things, and so. I would attribute it to that more than anything. Mike's work ethic is awesome. He's really developed himself, and he's developing his routine, so to speak, how he's going to be a pro and how he's going to approach his job. And that I think that's what's going to help him hopefully sustain this kind of success because of the things that he's learning now. That's been the neatest thing to watch him over the last 8 weeks, is him understanding how to be a pro and developing, kind of his toolbox of things that he needs to do to get himself ready on Sunday, and that'll carry you a long way in this league.
Josh, was there a challenge for you early on this year between wanting to do well and pressing to do well?
Absolutely. I think there was, you know, you go through some of the things that happened and you want to make everything right and wanting to kind of, have a standard where I want to play at and just feel like, you know, I didn't play at that standard and I did. I pressed a little bit and felt like I had to make everything perfect, you know, in light of, you know, the circumstances with the coordinator and all that. I just pressed a little bit, tried to make everybody right and didn't just, you know, operate within it. And it led to some mistakes that I shouldn't make and didn't make last year, and so it was frustrating to me. But I felt like that's 2 weeks ago when I came back against Atlanta. I played that game how I wanted to play. It felt like how I felt last year. I just felt more at ease, more peace, and was just really settled in. And a lot of that is just, you know, the growing confidence I have in Marcus and the play caller and all those things. So I think I feel like I'm in a better place now than I was at the start of the season.
One or two more, please.
Josh, how much, I don't know how much you pay attention to it, but how much has it surprised you that some of Mark Trestman's leadership strategies have come under fire in Chicago?
I'm just thinking about it like as you say it. So I guess it is a little surprising because I feel like, and again, I'm not in that room now. So I can't, you know, I don't know if things have changed or whatever, but as far as, you know, how I understood and what I understood last year, I felt like he was consistent with his message as well and didn't waver from that. And I don't know if that's changed or not, but I believe, again, just like I said about Lovie, it's a hard thing to do is to stick to your gun and stick to what you believe is right in the midst of, you know, turmoil or things that aren't going your way, and so I appreciate that from Mark, and I felt it last year, and I think it was one of the main things that helped me play at the level I played at, and so I guess I would say if that's the case it's surprising to me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, guys. Take care.